This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, we all grew up in the church. Every last one of us on this show, we
Amen.
All grew up in the church. And there's one position in the church that you respect. There's one that you just do not cross the line with this particular position, and that is the usher boy. The usher boy. All right.
Yes, sir.
This right
You're
here
right.
is the usher lady. We don't. You don't. You,
not
you
a
do
game.
Not. You don't cross the usher lady at
not
all. You never cross. It is not a game.
Mm-mm.
Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a sister.
This is Sister. How you doing?
Good evening to you, ma'am. I don't mean to be giving you a call this late in the evening, but I am the new youth minister. I haven't. My name is Sean Williams over at Missionary Baptist Church, which my understanding.
Wait. What do you mean, new youth minister? What happened to?
He's no longer with the church anymore, ma'am.
No. Oh my Lord, why?
Well, I'm not at liberty to speak upon that, but what I was doing is getting around and making sure I met everyone, because I haven't met everyone yet, and I wanted to reach out to everyone at the church. But listen, let me get down to some more business, because I've spoken with the pastor. We spoke.
Bishop, that's Bishop, baby. Yes, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you're new, but it's Bishop. Uh-huh.
Okay, I spoke with him on yesterday, and we have narrowed some things down of a few changes we're going to be making at the church. And what we want to do is, one of the major subjects that have come up, Sister, is that we're wanting you, if at all possible, and the deacons were in on this meeting as well, but wanting you to change your attitude when people are coming in and you're seating them. From my understanding, it's gotten to the point where they think you're...
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Y'all had a meeting on me.
Well, it wasn't
First
a meeting.
Of all, I don't understand. Listen here. I've been ushering on that usher board for 47 years. I am the senior usher on that usher board.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I really don't, I've been trying to be nice about it, but I don't understand how y'all gonna have a meeting without me. That's first of all. But now you gonna call here and tell me that you gonna have, you having a meeting on me about me being nice. I'm always nice.
Well, ma'am, that doesn't seem to be...
I have a problem with that, son.
Honestly,
how old is you?
27, ma'am.
And they gonna send some boy to call me. You know, this don't make no type of...
Okay.
Child, what is it that you want? What is it?
Well, that's actually my call, ma'am, is that maybe I figured if I would call and speak with you about the matter, that maybe we can get to some type of rectifying this situation to where
I'll
we can...
what we're going to rectify here. I'm going to rectify you calling me this time of night talking about some meeting. This don't make no time. And I don't appreciate you calling me any time of night. Where is Bishop? I need to speak to Bishop.
Bishop is the one that actually...
I've been at this church for 47 years. I've been saved all my life. This don't make no type of sense. You calling me here with this mess.
Okay.
Now, see, y'all finna make me cuss. I'm trying to be a Christian, but y'all not gonna let me be a Christian, is you? You just gonna agitate me with this mess, telling me about something. Be nice.
Well, ma'am, that's certain that they're having problems when you're seating the people, and that's all that we're trying to get rectified.
The people don't want to sit down. They want to go over here. They want to go over there. They want to have the children running to and fro like a bunch of demons or wild heathens bucking around in the church like they ain't got no sense. And I'm not going to have it in my section. My section is going to be straight.
And I understand it. You know what, Sister, I think if we did this, if you would do me a favor and hold your phone, and if you would just bow your head right now for me, maybe we can come to get the man
head,
up.
What am I bowing my head for? My floors is clean, baby.
If we can
my floors is clean as hospital carpet. It don't make no sound of sense for me to bow. What am I bowing my head for?
If you could, maybe if you could close your eyes, Sister. And
well, I'm not. Well, I was closed my eyes. So you called me and woke me up out of my sleep with this mess. Come out some meeting. I am very annoyed at this. And I'm on the preacher, Nate. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to speak to this.
Now, Father, we ask that you look down upon Sister K. We ask that you look down upon her right now. Right now, asking that you put a smile on her face on Sunday morning. Asking that you put some joy in her heart on Sunday morning. Asking that you draw all the pain that she and anguish that she might be going through. Whatever demon there is inside, we ask that you draw that demon out. We ask that you pull that demon away from Sister K. Right now, in your name, we ask all of these blessings to come.
Because I don't appreciate this, boy. I don't even know who you is. All of my, who gave you my number?
Pastor gave me the number and asked me to call. I am, like I said, I'm Sean Williams. We haven't met yet. And I am the new...
He don't act that way. And it's Bishop for the third time. I done told you, boy. Bishop, be respectful of the folks. See, that's what makes me angry.
Let me say this right here, Sister... And maybe this will shed some light on things a little bit clearer.
I'm tired of listening to you, boy. Go ahead.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by Sister who is also a usher at the church at Missionary Baptist.
Sister
yes,
you
ma'am.
You wait till I see her Sunday. This is a messy. We on the radio now?
Yes.
This don't make no sense. Lord, Emma, this is embarrassing.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is embarrassing. This is Steve Harvey Show.
Yes, ma'am. That's my uncle. This is just a joke, though, ma'am.
And this is little Tommy.
Yes.
Oh Lord, Edmund, how you doing, Tommy?
How you doing, Sister?
Oh Lord, I am embarrassed. I am embarrassed.
Do you listen to the show?
Every day. I never would expect myself to be on there. Oh, Lord, y'all done made. Oh, my God. Y'all done got me on this radio acting foolish.
Sister did this here to you.
You got. Well, how about if y'all call me back and we get Sister. How about we do that? We'll do a prank on her bills. I'm paying a couple of bills. You know, because she's short a little. They got to tell all her business.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show and little Tommy and all them other little children, them little girls. What's that girl name? She is so cute. I love her.
Miss Shirley. Hey,
Lord, this is so beautiful. Y'all, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay.
Lord Jesus.
Uh-huh. There you have it. Come on here.
Play too much with the church people.
You're going to put Bishop in front of his name. That's what you're going
to do. That's what you're going to do.
Don't put Bishop in front of his name. All right. Get it right now. You're not going to disrespect the bishop. Okay? Because I don't what? I don't opinionate it.
Crazy.
I do not opinionate it. All right, get ready. Buffalo, New York. We getting close, baby. We getting real close. Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam. It is Saturday, August the 31st at the Shea Performing Arts Center. Tickets are still on sale right now. The nephew is coming to town. And considering it is Labor Day weekend, I will be wearing white. So why don't you wear white with me along with the nephew? I look cold in my white. I look tall in it. You understand what I'm saying? I look tall. I look 6'2 when I wear white. So come on out and see me.
Oh. This,
I look 6'2 when I wear white. I'm just telling you.
You look 6'2.
I really do. I'm telling you. When these people down there lower and they looking up, I really look 6'2 then. I really do. When they looking up on the stage, I'm cold.
Oh, but when they stand up to leave, they realize what they were looking at.
What do they say, Steve?
Oh, that's Tommy.
Get ready, Buffalo.
I'm sitting down. I thought that was Steve.
Nephew Tommy coming in at 6'2.
All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.